Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show. Whether you're listening on KKNW AM 1150 here in the Seattle area, WBLQ in the Northeast, cable radio network across the country, or on Transformation Talk Radio anywhere around the world, you're going to be glad you tuned in today. I'll tell you, I'm so excited about my guest today. But first, I need to say hello to the person I refer to as my better half in the studio, because without him, this show wouldn't go on.
Oh,
hello, Benny.
Oh, shucks. It's no worries for me. And I bet you could probably do it from over here.
I don't think so.
Yes, you can. There's just lights and buttons. It's not.
Yeah, right.
You get used to
it. That would be a very interesting show, yes.
We should switch roles one day.
That sounds like fun.
No, I'm just messing with you. Just messing with you.
So, happy Friday the 13th.
Thank you. You too. Are you superstitious at all?
No. And in fact, I really enjoy some of the superstitions and having opportunities to walk through fear.
Ah, yes.
So I think that, it's a special day in a way, because it invites people to sort of look at what may be, lurking in the darkness of their fears and illuminate that and maybe step through it a new way.
It's kind of it's strange in a way, though, too. I find myself once in a blue moon, like, I don't consider myself superstitious either, but once in a blue moon, man, I'll catch something like crack on the ground, black cat. Uh-huh. A ladder, the standard ones.
Sure.
A mirror, and it just crosses my mind, but then I just turn away.
It's such a part of our consciousness in the society.
So is that true? Am I experiencing true fear then at that point, or am I just like, it's just acknowledging it?
Well, it could be. It could be real fear. It could be just, the fear of the greater consciousness. I don't know. I mean, that exists there. And it's a reminder, because we've learned these things as kids. So
this is true.
It's a part of our programming, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you, sometimes when you meet somebody, you get this sense of, I need to talk to that person. And sometimes you really don't know why, but you just go and you're just chit chat, and it feels sort of like normal, just getting acquainted, kind of chit-chat, but underlying that chit-chat, there's deeper purpose. Well, that's what happened with my guest today. I met Heather McCloskey-Beck in California when I was down at Be the Change, and she and I were just kind of chatting, and I forget what we were talking about. Oh, the fire walking that we both had done, and something about my necklace, the Labradorite necklace. I don't know, but it just felt like there's something more there. And what I love is when intuition leads us that direction, is to get the validation. Because since getting to know Heather better, we've discovered that we've got all these similarities and synchronicities. And it's just kind of like the universe has orchestrated this. And I tell you, this was before I ever had the opportunity to read her book. And her book is beautiful. We're going to be talking about that today. But Heather McCloskey-Beck is an inspirational author, a speaker, and a musician. She's the co-founder of the global peace movement, Peace Flash. She's dedicated to creating dynamic peace within our world. I love that phrase, dynamic peace. Heather is a columnist for the Huffington Post and frequently speaks to groups across the United States. She has a huge following on Facebook. Get this, Benny. On Facebook, her various pages, her likes are in the millions.
What?
Yeah, she has struck the chord of something very powerful within people across the world. She offers both virtual and on-site workshops and events to inspire people to create the lives they truly love. And she is the author of this wonderful new book, and it's called Take the Leap. Do what you love 15 minutes a day and create the life of your dreams. I'm welcoming the wonderful Heather McCloskey-Beck. Heather, welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show.
Oh, I am so happy to be here. I understand completely because about that feeling of recognition when we met.
Yeah.
When I first heard you speaking, I said, ooh, that's somebody I'm going to know.
and it's funny, Heather, because, you know, when we're first doing a little chit-chat, you know, just talking about things that people, you know, tend to talk about, you know, sort of not real deep things, it was kind of like we didn't really know what it was about. And when we started having a deeper discussion, it was just amazing the kinds of synchronicities we had.
Yeah, it's beautiful. But, of course, we were discussing firewalking.
That's true.
That's normal in our world, right?
And to many listeners, it may be normal or it may be something you want to try. But, you know, but it felt a little crazy to do that to me. Did it feel crazy to you, Heather?
I had no intention of walking that night at all.
Right. I didn't either. Yeah.
No, absolutely not. The idea of burns on my body is highly undesirable.
Yes.
I can do that often enough in the kitchen. And to actually, the thought was, really, do I self-inflict this?
Right.
And then I really understood, not experientially, but intellectually, I understood there was something beyond that there is this capacity to defy what we are, our normal thinking patterns are, our socially and cultured thinking patterns.
Uh-huh.
So I was interested and open, but no, I did not have the intention to walk three times.
Uh-huh. Right. and that, you know, shift in our perception and in our thought affects our physicality. And I mean, you know, I had one of these holy crap moments when I was about the second step over the coals. It's like, I'm standing on 1,200 degree coals? What am I, nuts? You know,
1,000 degrees.
I know. It's like, really? Really? You know, but yeah, it
but
was.
But there's one way. You keep moving forward.
That's right. I figured that out after that little pause on the coals. Yes, it's probably wise for me to keep moving
forward.
Yes. You know,
it's kind of like childbirth. Any kind of birth, any kind of metaphorical birth or even physical childbirth, you don't stop halfway.
Uh-huh.
You give birth. You give birth to what it is you're creating in that moment. And so I used it very much as a metaphor of that for myself. Keep moving, do the walk, and give birth to this thing.
Right. Now, speaking of giving birth to things, you know, as a writer myself, I know that, you know, writing is an act of love. There's also an aspect of it that tends to be about having to birth an idea, having to birth a new kind of communication, having to birth an inspiration from within. What was the inspiration for this wonderful book? I absolutely love it, Heather. Take the Leap. Do What You Love 15 minutes a day and create the life of your dreams.
Thank you. I'm so happy you really love it. That's a joyful thing because that means you are really living a life. You're focused on living a life that is really vibrant, meaningful, valuable. And that has always been something very important to me since I was a child. Since I was really a tiny child, I knew that the purpose for living really and truly was to express our unique abilities. And so through living my life and having always been so compelled to play music and needing to write and needing to talk and communicate, I realized these were really essential ingredients in my life. And I also realized at about 19 years old that I wanted to experience that high vibrational frequency that I feel when I'm doing those things, even when I was folding laundry.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't want it just when I was sitting behind a Steinway grand piano playing. I wanted to be able to find a way to embrace that and have that integrated into my life no matter what I was doing. And that really has been the most important directive theme in my life. And Take the Leap was because of a vision, as the book begins in that first chapter of us standing together in a circle. And this is a true thing for me. This, for many, it's a story, but for me, it's true. And before we leaped, and I knew it was really important for everybody to remember what they leaped into this life to do, what they were called to do.
So you're talking about the leaping that happens when we incarnate into these human bodies.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a beautiful section. And, you know, I don't normally do this, but I just need to allow my listeners to understand the depth of your writing. I'm just going to read two sentences here, and it'll give people an idea of the depth of the creation when you put the words together. There is a freshness of being that is emerging within all of us. We are being urged to leap into that which we have long ago forgotten, yet so dearly hunger for. Oh my gosh, Heather, you've like not only hit the nail on the head in terms of the truth of myself and so many of the people I know and work with, but you've put it in such a beautiful way that, that just gives it great depth.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So
thank you.
The creation of the words, you know, taking those these notions that you want to teach and putting them into words, why is that important to you?
It is a way that I directly chose to take the essence of who we are, the spiritual essence of that beautiful joy and love in our non-physical form, and creatively put it into form. And it was a form that I knew I wanted to explore and develop as highly as I possibly could, because when we do this, we are living the purpose of our life. And writing came out as being one of those things that I, as a tiny child, I began writing right away.
Mm-hmm.
I have journals since I was, you know, 5, 6, 7 years old.
Wow.
And writing, composing music, and writing and composing poetry and songs and all sorts of things. So I came in with that. Yeah. I came in. That was one of my personal internal directives.
Right.
That I determined that this would be a way that I could touch others.
Mm-hmm.
It's a healing. Each one of us has our unique gifts that amplify our human expression of essence, and that also in this human life, what gets challenged, this when we do this, it heals us and renews us and brings us back to who we essentially are.
Mm.
I don't mean to make that sound complicated.
No, and you've got a lot of very practical tools in the book, too, which I love. We need to go to a short break, but when we return, Heather, I want you to be talking about your perception of our callings and the role that creativity plays in helping to attune to that when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
ACT, Advanced Cell Training, is a restorative healing process created by Gary Bleier to address the body malfunctions that contribute to illness. This breakthrough learning program teaches health insights and principles, strategic integration of both traditional and alternative modalities, while clients train their own bodies to heal themselves. Visit AdvancedCellTraining.com. That's AdvancedCellTraining.com.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, WBLQ, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm talking today with my friend and the wonderful author, Heather McCloskey-Beck. She's the author of Take the Leap, Do What You Love 15 Minutes a Day, and Create the Life of Your Dreams. You know, Heather, I really do think that there are a lot of people out there who are feeling an inner urging, and sometimes the inner urging comes about from the external circumstances where they're being tossed about. And sometimes it's just like, you know, suddenly the things seem the same and yet something from within is different. Why do you think that's happening to so many people right now?
Do you feel it's happening now more than at other times?
I do, but it could be just because of the people who show up in my office. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've thought this at different points in the last, you know, 20, 30 years or so, at different moments. And I think there are somewhat strategic moments. The 60s were a time period when consciousness was really being altered.
Right.
There was a different kind of awareness in people's hearts, how they wanted their world to be. And then when we go through the different generations, different decades, things shift and perspective shifts. And I really feel that this is a time, I agree with you, this is a time, finally, finally, of consciousness really pushing to the forefront, people really feeling within themselves, hey, something's going on, either because of trauma or deep challenge in their life,
right,
or just this droning dissatisfaction, this sense of mediocrity and resistance. And that's highly toxic as well. And then there's just sometimes people, there's signposts along the way. They're like little lights, and all of a sudden the light switch gets turned on.
Right.
And we acknowledge those signs, those symbols, those lights that pop on, and we say, hey, yeah, I'm here, and I'm ready. I know there's something else going on here, and I'm ready. Regardless of how we get here, regardless of how we've all arrived here, I agree with you. Now is definitely one of those times. And if we take a look at our world. When I look at our world, I see a beautiful, gorgeous jewel of a planet.
Yes,
with splendid, splendid human beings and creatures, the fauna and the flora and the energy. And then I see also many, many things challenging us. We can talk environmentally, economically, socially, all kinds of ways. And so what do we do? What do we do? How can we continue to have this planet be that jewel, this gift that we have? So that's why I think about these things, because we're at that point. And I think it's a critical mass, actually. Right?
Right.
I think people
yeah.
are realizing, wow, it's time to do something.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting because there's like this impetus. We were talking about birth before, and I know that you're a new grandmother, and mm-hmm. so there's a new baby, and so, you know, that's fresh in your mind. But as women who have given birth, we mm-hmm. know that there's this pushing that's somewhat conscious, and then there's kind of a backing away and an easing, and then, okay, there's another contraction you have to push forward. And it feels very much like we are, you know, getting to that point where the birthing is imminent, and it's not something we have control over, but we do have control over how we interpret it and how we step into it.
Beautiful. I yeah. agree. And how we decide to respond to what we're experiencing, because that's yeah. it. It's a choice.
Yes.
It's all about choice. What do we choose to do? Do we choose to roll back into that comfort and ease of, as I said before, mediocrity?
Uh-huh.
Right?
Right.
Or do we choose to see that there's something vibrantly expressive awaiting us, waiting for us to do that thing? How many people have you met over time say, well, I want to know who I'm going to be when I grow up,
uh-huh.
right?
Right, right.
And they're 40 or 50 years
exactly.
old.
Exactly.
And when people discover themselves saying that kind of thing, it really means they haven't hit on a life.
Uh-huh.
They haven't created a life that feels right.
Right. Now, in your book, you talk a lot about you know, people having a calling. Can you expand on that for our audience, please?
Yes, I'd love to. To me, a calling is something we're actually born with, and it's actually self-designed.
Uh-huh.
As I was talking about that circle, as we stood before we were born, we, along with our guides, choose a way to come into this life to express ourselves.
Uh-huh.
Certain tendencies, propensities, inclinations, talents, a genius. And so, for instance, one person may come in and they are definitely a pianist. Another one is a runner.
Mm-hmm.
Another person. So we look to our childhood to see what it was we were loving to do at that time and how
yes.
many of us carried it forward. Now, the calling, when we hear that calling, when we feel this compelling energy to do something, and also a deep desire, when those two pieces come together, then that's calling. And it's expressed through the genius that we have, those unique talents and abilities. And everybody has it.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the architectural framework that we have grown up in, many have forgotten what those are.
Yeah, and by architectural framework, you're talking about the customs, the belief systems, the programming that we've experienced growing up, right?
Yes, our social enculturation
yes.
from our families, from our schools, from our towns, our governments, our religions, all those structures that serve to direct us on the how we should live our lives.
Right. So
mm-hmm.
what happens when we don't listen to our calling?
Okay. This is my feeling, and my feeling is that when I observe people and experience closely a deep dissatisfaction,
mm-hmm.
aberrant behaviors,
mm-hmm.
addictions, behaviors that are really counterproductive, deep depressions, these things are all highly, even further aggression, violence,
sure.
Profound disrespect. For me, I see this as an expression of somebody who inside is not aligned with who they are. They've never or rarely ever had the opportunity or created the opportunity for themselves to experience that beautiful, fresh joy that mm-hmm. comes from doing something that you love, that's uh-huh. inspiring and has meaning and value.
Right.
So imagine an entire country where the snow, you know, you make a little snowball and it keeps rolling, and you've got this giant boulder of snow as it keeps the momentum going.
Sure.
Well, it's very much like that in war-torn countries and in families that are just traumatized that, for example, that this energy has started. And so nobody has the opportunity, the availability, the thought to do something lovely and simple and nice, but constantly pushing against, resisting, battling.
Right. And thinking and that that's what life is about. That, I mean, many of us just have bought into this belief that, that life is a struggle. Life has to be filled with difficulties. It's just our luck, you know?
And it's not.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, some of us are dropped into horrendous situations when we're born. When I say dropped, the stork dropped us. When the stork dropped us.
That's how it happens.
We're just casually dropped from the sky. Oh, you're going over here and you're going. Yeah. But there are enough people in our world that are born into situations where they're safe, they're tended to, they're cared for. They have, we have this capacity, and we actually have a responsibility for the gift of life to wake up a bit and take a look around and say, what's this about? And what am I going to do? What do I choose? Does this feel good? Does this feel right? Is there something pressing on my consciousness? I know there's something I was born to do.
Right.
I know a lot of people who feel like they were born to do something.
Sure. I do,
but
too.
But have no idea what it is.
Yeah. And they're very frustrated because they want the answer to sort of just like, you know, be written in an email to them one morning, you know.
It's, exactly.
It's like,
it doesn't work like that.
No,
well,
it
actually
doesn't.
It could. It actually could, but usually if it's that simple, we don't, so we miss it.
Yeah.
We don't,
yeah.
We miss that sentence.
Right, right.
We actually get clues like that, you know, symbolic clues of, hey, you've seen, you've experienced synchronicity in that way.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. And you know, I got some of my guides were probably like, you know, making jokes and laughing about how dense I've been. You know, I'm finally learning to listen. I've learned to listen pretty well, guys. I think I have. But
yeah, now you're going to be tested.
I know. Gosh darn it! I shouldn't have said that.
You know, the minute you say that, it's going to come in 2 seconds.
Oh God, help
Maybe
me!
Maybe we'll wait till you and I have completed our conversation for today.
And we're going to have to go to another short break. But before we get a break, can you please tell us how our listeners can find their way to both your website as well as your Facebook pages?
Okay, thank you. My website is www.heathermccloskeybeck.com. We can spell that for you later. And my Facebook pages are is also my Heather McCloskey Beck author. That's on Facebook. And another page on Facebook, well, I have a bunch, is Peace Flash and Take the Leap.
Yeah, and they're wonderful too. More with Heather McCloskey Beck when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, Stellar Conversations to Illuminate Your Journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformations Talk Radio.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, WBLQ, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm talking today with Heather McCloskey Beck. She's the author of Take the Leap, Do What You Love 15 Minutes a Day, and Create the Life of Your Dreams. You know, Heather, before the break, we were talking about how people have callings, and many of us avoid our callings for a variety of reasons and a variety of ways for many, many years sometimes. But can you offer us some practical tools for finding our way into, you know, that purpose, that calling, that expression of our soul essence?
I'd love to talk about that. It's really important to understand that because of living a lifetime within, as we've talked about, within that family structure, the governmental, the political, the spiritual structures that we've grown up in, we sometimes get a bit off track from alignment with our own natural inclinations, right? So how do we begin to find our way back? And I think one way to start is a very beautiful thing, is to take some time and be quiet and look into yourself and think about, what was it I loved to do when I was 4 or 5 years old? What was it that when I was doing it, that time would disappear, my environment disappeared, and you were just streaming in that play?
Right.
It could have been you were playing with dolls. It could have been riding a bike. It could have been. And to go into that space, into that place, into that time, and take some time and use your breath to go there and tap into it. And you can do this at the 4 and 5 year old phase. You can go to 10 years old, 15 year old, and then take a look at what you're actually doing now. And see if there's anything in what you are doing now, what you're interested in, that could reflect what happened then. And if not, maybe it's time to integrate it, right?
Right.
So, for instance, let's say you loved to color with crayons and coloring books. A good suggestion would be to start giving yourself the gift of 15 minutes a day to do something you enjoy. So go out and buy crayons and a coloring book.
Yeah. Everyone should own those.
Yeah. So crayons and a coloring book. It could be that you want to play music. It could be that you want to read. But we are all so busy that we can't even begin to find our way to figure out how do we create the time to begin to think about these things. I'm going to think about it next week because I'll have some time on Saturday.
Yeah.
Oops, that got filled up. So if we make an arrangement with ourselves, when I speak of 15 minutes a day, it's not in 15 minutes you're going to figure out the life of your dreams. It's by making this date with yourself. Say you take 30 days and say for 15 minutes each day, I'm going to do something that I enjoy. So day one, you say, we'll use the example of crayons. We color with crayons in the book. The time started, time ended. How'd it make me feel? Kind of silly and a bit guilty. I've got a lot to do. Day two, I colored in the book. How many 15 minutes? How do I feel? I don't think this is really valuable. Day seven, that was pretty awesome. Day 14, I'm going out and I'm buying some oil paints and some canvas.
Right.
Day 21, I'm doing this for an hour and a half or 2 hours, and I'm not coming home and I'm not turning on the TV. I'm coming home from my day's work, and I'm painting. So what we do is we train ourselves. We were trained in our lives how to live these lives. And now what we're doing is beginning baby steps, how to retrain ourselves to alter the direction of our lives. So that's one beginning method, right?
And that sounds like fun. I mean, giving yourself 15 minutes a day of fun.
Right. It's not 15 minutes a day of torture.
Uh-huh. Right.
It's not 15 minutes a day of more things you have to. You know, I've got to go to the grocery. I've got to go do the laundry. I've got to get the kids to school. I've got to make lunch. You know, no, this is time that you have to do for yourself.
And, you know, Heather, there are people out there who, in addition to all the shoulds, you know, like the groceries, the job, the this, the that, they put spiritual practices on the should-do list. So, you know, I've had people in my workshop saying, I need to set aside more time, you know, to meditate every day so that I can become more spiritual. And I'm thinking, why? You know, why put spirituality as a should and have to as opposed to just experiencing our spirit moving through us?
Well, exactly. So that when we are, i.e., example, folding laundry, spirit's moving through us. Spirit already is moving through us, but for us to be consciously awake and aware and sensing that beautiful feeling that we get while we're doing something that we love. And then the ultimate goal is to have this octaving experience, you know, raising the vibration so that in all we do, we're experiencing this joyfulness. I mean, that's the ultimate goal, which then aligns us with spirit.
Right.
That's, to me, the ultimate goal. But these are stepping stones on how to retrieve what we came in knowing. These are, you know, how many times when we speak to ourselves, do we speak kindly or unkindly?
Oh, yeah.
Now,
that's scary when you really look at that.
Yeah. Let's say you make a mistake, Christine. You make a mistake.
Yeah.
And I say, that's okay. You know, don't worry about it. You won't do that again.
Uh-huh.
But with myself, perhaps I say, you are an idiot.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, so we aren't really respectful
in
how we communicate with ourselves.
And that's really scary because that's not only invites in that kind of disrespect on you know, an energetic level from others, but it keeps the love from coming in, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. We're not worthy.
Yeah.
It's shameful.
Right.
All those, that's when emotions come in and take over. You know, there's this overarching thing, thinking, emotions. Those are all very human experiences.
Uh-huh.
We are human beings, so we have that. But if we feed into these human activities in a negative way, that's going to define the experience and how we talk to ourselves and how we think and how we emote and how we receive and or don't receive at all.
Right.
You know, so these are defining things. So it's all about self-nurturing, because if we can self-nurture, if we can take care of ourselves, and if we can enjoy what we're doing, and we can cherish the beauty of looking out to a beautiful flower or a bird hopping across the lawn and feel that free joy within ourselves and understand that's how life is. You know, definitely, then we can begin to share that with others. But we can't. We can't do that until we put our own oxygen mask on first.
Sure.
You know, you get on the airplane and you hear, okay, in case of a sudden loss in cabin pressure, that oxygen mask is going to drop. Be sure to put your own on first and then help those around you.
Right.
So, what happens if you put it on somebody else first?
You better hope they're going to help you because you're passed out.
we're walking around. Everybody else maybe has their oxygen mask on, but we don't, and we're unconscious. It's the same idea. We're walking around in an unconscious way. Put your mask on.
Yeah. But, you know, I think a lot of people think about self-care, self-nurturing as being selfish.
And, what do you think about that?
Well, you know, I bought into that for a really long time. But I know in your book you talk about, you know, this concept of selfish. And basically you're saying that the true definition of selfish, something about not having consideration for others or something?
Well, it's somewhere in the book. But really, selfish is, to me, actually, selfishness is a profound disrespect and disregard for the truth, for the trust, for the love and life, because it's this, it's saying that you know better if you know. This is an indulgent aberration of expression. When we attune ourselves to the gift of this life we've been given, this is an enormous, beautiful, radiant gift.
Yes.
And if we tenderly take care of that gift, well, we have to take care of ourselves in our minds, uh-huh. how we think, how we process, how we choose, in our bodies, what we put into them, mm-hmm. how we take care of them. Do we exercise? Do we sleep? And our spiritual essence. Our spiritual essence, it's all one picture, but in terms of communication, we can break it down. We've all heard of mind, body, spirit.
Uh-huh.
And when we self-care, when we take time for deep solitude, time with ourselves, time for this quiet reflection, quiet play, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, we can have a dynamic solitude. That could be walking in nature. When we soothe our souls that are living in these human bodies,
uh-huh.
it heals. It heals us. And whatever we do for ourselves, it's a reflection out into our world. And it heals everybody and everything else.
You bet.
That's anywhere near us or anybody on the other side of the planet, because it's all frequency.
Right. It is. And you know, I don't think people realize, or maybe a lot of my listeners do, but I don't think a lot of people realize that we do affect people all over the planet through our state of being. And I love your approach to helping people express their true nature, because isn't that what this is really about?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is. For instance, life gets very busy. We get cluttered up with our timing,
sure,
how we spend our time, the thoughts we think, the relationships we're in.
Yeah.
Look in your closet. Look in your garage. What does it look like?
Yeah, I know.
So that's a physical expression of what happens in our minds and our hearts,
uh-huh.
that it gets so cluttered and so busy that we forget what the real point is. What's the real point?
Right. Yep. Yeah.
So. So the whole second part of Take the Leap is processing. It's about exercises and meditations and mm-hmm. affirmations and steps, how to undo and how to redirect what we've been experiencing so far, and how to get to the essence of who we are, as you were just saying, and
yes.
move it forward and then blow it out into the world in a gorgeous way.
Yeah, I just love that. And we're going to have to go another quick break, but before we go to break, can you please remind our listeners of your website?
My website is HeatherMcCloskeyBeck.com.
And can you spell that for us?
Heather, HEATHER, McCloskey, MCCLOSKEY, Beck, BECK.
More
Heather
with
McCloskey Beck.
Yeah. More with Heather when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program. 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness helped me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, AM 1150, WBLQ in the Northeast, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm talking today with my friend and wonderful author, Heather McCloskey-Beck, author of Take the Leap, Do What You Love, 15 Minutes a Day, and Create the Life of Your Dreams. You know, Heather, we were talking at one segment about how, you know, people are getting their urges one way or another through circumstances or through the inner, you know, recognition that status quo is no longer working for them to shift their lives. What happens when somebody gets to the place of emptiness? They've lost a relationship, you know, like through divorce, or they're an empty nester, or they've lost their job. What's the potential benefit of that situation?
The benefit.
Yeah.
The benefit is that their time is not so congested.
Mm.
Their activities, they're open, their heart is searching. They're feeling an emptiness based on the scenarios you just described.
Right.
And that creates longing.
Uh-huh.
There's a yearning, but it's not identifiable. What am I yearning for? I'm yearning for something.
Yeah.
We usually think it's for another human being,
uh-huh.
or we're yearning for a different home, or we're yearning, you know, what are we going to do to satisfy ourselves? Well, let's not go shopping.
Uh-huh.
Let's stop and try to find a really beautiful remedy for this emptiness, for this feeling of incompleteness that we're not feeling fulfilled, right?
Uh-huh.
So where can we begin? Well, I do think listening to the Christine Upchurch Show is step one.
So sweet.
Step two is buy Take the Leap and read the book.
Right, absolutely.
Really, to begin one's spiritual journey really can begin as simply as what I was talking about, 15 minutes a day.
Mm-hmm.
We need to begin to introduce things that are for us individually.
Mm.
And as we develop that us, that beautiful essence of who we are, and we discover our creative abilities, then as we deepen that, we really have the opportunity to be generous.
Mm-hmm.
We're grateful for what we've just learned and what we're doing, and then to take it out into the world.
Right.
To take it out. These are stepping stones. It's not just to hoard it all for ourselves.
Sure.
It's ultimately to turn it out and share it and touch others, because when we talk about how do we create world peace,
uh-huh.
how do we create global healing, well, we begin within ourselves, don't we?
Sure. Absolutely.
And say, I do this, and I show you some steps on how to do this, and you begin doing this. And I show five people, and each one of those five people begins to share that idea
mm-hmm.
with their sphere. then the message expands. It's easy to see it visually. And this is how really grassroots change, not change that happens that we see on commercials and, you know, mass media, but how do we actually essentially change? We join together.
Right.
And we come to understand the power and the magnificence. And remember that this gift of life is why we're here, to really express the profound beauty and share it.
Uh-huh.
We want health and well-being for all. When we look into another's eyes, we want to see a sister or a brother.
Yes.
We're not the same. We're all uniquely, beautifully different.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the gorgeous thing. Each one of us is our own unique creative expression. And to value and respect and hold up and love and adore, that's the point.
Mm-hmm.
That's really, really the point.
And that sharing and connection that you talk about, you have mastered in the social media realm. What inspired you to work within that realm? And can you share a little bit about what you have there on Facebook?
Yeah, thank you. I have always felt that I've been waiting for this time in history.
Oh.
Because I've always known that I wanted to touch many people.
Right.
But I knew that I didn't want a middleman. I didn't want a middle person who could say yes or no to what I wanted to speak about and what I wanted to share.
And not so you wouldn't be edited, so to speak.
So it wouldn't be edited, and even to be yes or no, you can have a platform.
Uh-huh.
Anybody can have a platform now.
Right.
You see.
Yeah.
You can have a way to connect with everybody in the planet. And so I began.
Mm-hmm.
I began with Peace Flash. Flashes of peace, news flashes of peace, sharing the goodness. And Peace Flash community is about just about 165,000 people,
uh-huh.
that one platform. And people responded. And now I know that we all want to connect.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're watching television or watching films and watching, we're separate.
Right.
We're not being able to connect. But here we're having discussions. We're expressing concepts and sharing ideas. And this is from countries all over the planet.
Yes. Isn't that
all
wonderful?
Over the planet. It's so beautiful. And I have so many friends now. And so this connectivity is available to every single one of us.
Uh-huh.
Every single one of us.
Yeah.
So I feel that if you have a project that you feel like you can't do because nobody's going to listen, and mm-hmm. how are you going to get your book published? Make yourself a page. Make
sure.
yourself a Facebook page. Go ahead. Because start talking to other people. Start showing people what you're interested in. You're going to find other people are interested in very much those same things, and
mm-hmm.
you'll build a beautiful, supportive community.
Yeah. And you seem to do it not only with your insights and your messages, but also through beautiful visual imagery, which I think is so important because so many of us are visual creatures. You know, it's not just about the words. It's also about what we're looking at, the beautiful things that we're looking at.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. And that's why I like Facebook as a medium, because I can combine images that express what my words express, and putting them together, it creates an exponent of energy with that.
Right.
I'm a musician also.
Uh-huh.
So when I do my workshops, I also record and perform my music as I speak, as I guide. And so I think we should tap into whatever our gifts are and understand there's no one who can say no to you.
Uh-huh.
There is no one. Only you can say no to you.
Yeah, and we've, you know, we blame our programming, we blame society, we blame, you know, oh, can't make a living at this or whatever. But really, ultimately, it's our responsibility, isn't it, to say yes.
Yes, and the gift, why I said I've been waiting for this for so long, is that now it's here.
Uh-huh.
It's here. You want to write and record music? Go ahead, do it. Put it on YouTube. Put it up on your pages. Go ahead. You don't have to get that recording contract. It's the same. You can create a pathway. Stop and think about it. Find what it is you love, and then start expanding it.
Yeah.
And I feel social media is just so essential. And it connects us to other people who are caring about those same things we do. And then We hold each other up. Yes. We support each other.
Yes. And sometimes
spread the message.
It can be, you know, used for these wonderful, you know, connections and expressions and expansion. It can also be used to cut people down, which I've seen. But generally speaking, it's pretty easy to choose who you relate to on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. So I think in life, you know, nuclear energy
has
the power to be extraordinarily beautiful or deadly.
Sure, sure.
Our communication, our words can be loving and kind. They can be brutal.
Mm.
I think wherever we turn, we can see the magnificence of this world, or we can see the violence and hatred. It's ours to choose.
Wonderful.
It's our choice where we want to turn our attention.
And with that beautiful advice, we're going to have to end the show. It's gone by way too quickly. Thank you so much, Heather, for joining me here today.
Oh, thank you for having me. I loved it. Thank you all.
Again, everybody, HeatherMcClaskeyBeck.com and Peace Flash on Facebook. You don't want to miss it. And again, her book's called Take the Leap. Thanks for joining me here today, and thanks for joining Heather and hearing about her insights and wisdom. Please join me here again next week when I have Randy Davila, author of Think Like a Publisher.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com. On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit BiteBackForACure.org.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.